Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. It's Zoe Moon, and I am here to cover the week of May 24th through the 31st. So, start off with, we are under the Jupiter-Neptune alignment as I speak. Now, I covered this pretty in-depth last week's show. I do want to just highlight a little teeny portion of it now, since we are going to continue to be under this up through the 28th. I just had to look at my notes. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. It's these two planets are both on the 16th degree of their respective signs, aligning in a harmonic. This really began on May 19th and finishes on the 28th, but it's at its peak on Friday the 25th. So since it was spinning the bulk of it last week in the build-up, I talked about it for each sign then. So I'm not going to go back over that. If you want to know more about that, you can just click back one show and listen to what that was about. But I am going to say this for you guys. It is definitely a very powerful influence. This story began back on December 3rd last year when they formed this alliance then. We are at the turning point, the middle part of the story in this week and part of this week ahead. And we will have the final culmination of the alignment on August 19th. And it is one of, optimism and trying to move you into an alignment that opens up and frees your world up in some way, helps you grow, maybe brings more happiness or prosperity either right away or through the changes that are happening, moving you closer to that story. And I did find this really interesting, and I thought I would share this with you guys. But before I say that, let me just say, this is ruled, Jupiter does rule Sagittarius, and that is our full moon in this week ahead. So as this finally wraps up its story on the 28th, then on the 29th, we have that full moon in Sagittarius. So there may be some link between all of this a little bit. Although they're playing out in different territories, it just seems to be one big story, right? And so I did want to just read you guys the Dane Rudger definition for the Sabian symbols for these 2 degrees. I did not cover that in last week's show. And it does give a little interesting insight into what's trying to work for us, as a collective. And so anybody that might want to look this stuff up on your own, if you can pick up a Sabian Symbols book, which is great to have. There's also a great website that I go to, which is called mindfire.ca, and they have Rudner's. I can never say the guy's name right. Rudner's. They have his definition of the Sabian Symbols played out through the whole thing, so you can look them up. Just remember, when you're looking up Sabian Symbols, it is looking up the degree that the planet is on. You round up 1 degree. So you always are going up one. So if the degree is 16.57, that is a 17-degree reading of the sign. So just so you keep that in mind. So, all right, so for the Jupiter placement in Scorpio, where that is in this alignment, the title of that is A Woman Fecundated by Her Own Spirit is great with child. This means fertile with her own spirit, right? And the keynote for that is a total reliance upon the dictates of the God within. And then it goes on into a paragraph that tells you a bit about this. It says, in contrast, smile of the girl in the preceding symbol, here we see the result of a deep and complete concentration reaching to the innermost center of the personality where the living God acts as the fecundating power, fertile, okay? This reveals the potency of the inward way, the surrender of the ego to a transcendent force which can create through the person vivid manifestations of the will of God. This sequence brings us to the realization of normally hidden potentials in the average human being of our day. Faith in the divine is shown here being concretely justified. The human person becomes a mother of the living God. This is the transpersonal way of existence. It is the way that leads to creative mutations. So we see with this symbol where Jupiter is in this alliance that it's kind of pushing all of us into this position to be as creative and to bring forth, to birth that creative potential, that divine spark within ourselves. That's a wonderful degree, right? Thank you. That's a good one after all the stuff we've been going through, right? And it aligns with Neptune at the same degree over in Pisces. And the definition for that placement, well, the title is An Easter Parade. And the keynote for that is the capacity inherent in all great sociocultural images to unite the members of a community in a display of excellence. Here we see the unifying power of great myths and symbols in truly organic and self-perpetuating culture. The image of the resurrection spurs all men within the pale of Christendom to appear at their very best and to dynamize themselves in some kind of self-renewal in response to the Christ mythos and to the call of nature's springtime as well. Wherever found, this symbol emphasizes the value of attuning one's life activities and moods to the ritualistic patterns of society or earth nature, rather than acting in complete independence from the group. So, at this place, the collective dominates the individual, yin overpowers yang. It is a time for conformity to what constitutes the highest ideal of one's culture and for participation in collective peak experiences. So that unites this really big, expansive moment where you've got that creative God force within you ready to birth it out into the world with, you know, aligning that with the collective, with the group mentality, with your part in that cycle. So it's a really beautiful combination. And I just, you know, when I was reading that at some point, I thought, wow, I got to share that with you guys. I don't always talk about the Sabian symbols, but so the potential is there. So think about what it is you're trying to create with your life. Think about how that fits in, how that benefits all of us together. You know, maintaining your individuality, obviously, but finding your place within that larger dynamics. And know that these energies are aligned and working with you right now. So it's a great time to plant those seeds or to launch out into some of this stuff. So that's really, excuse me, all I'm going to talk about with that. So the rest of our week ahead, it's really just like, you know, two major things that are kind of going on. We're going to have this full moon in Sagittarius on Tuesday the 29th. And this always, you know, full moons bring everything to a peak in the area that they're flowing in, and we're seeing this, you know, in Sagittarius rule themes of adventure, growth, our belief system or religious interests, our politics, the media, the marketing, the publishing, the broadcasting, anything educational, anything involving travel or foreign people or cultures or interests or import-export or people at a distance, legal or anything ceremonial. And so, you know, you can really see things wrapping up if you've been working on something. You can see things ending if you're just over it. You can see celebrations in these areas or achievements that you're noting at this time. So you want to work towards what you want to see hit that peak by Tuesday. And the alignments on that day that surround us look really supportive. So this should be a really, you know, positive, mostly, let's hope, fingers crossed. And this full moon peaks at 10:20 a.m. Eastern time. So we're seeing this hit its stride in the morning. So a lot of people might really kind of experience this Monday night, you know, looking out there, seeing that big old full moon and, you know, coming to their peak performance in one of these areas, right? And then on the same day, on Tuesday, we are having Mercury head into Gemini. That's, you know, the sign that Mercury rules, one of them, and so it's very comfortable here. And it's going to speed through this. It's really going to be just like 15 days. It's going to move from May 29th through June 12th through this territory. So you want to take advantage of it because it really kind of clears, you know, our thinking and helps us communicate and dive into information. It can help us, therefore, in our talks and meetings and with our agreements and sales and writing and interviews and auditions and our speaking roles and our pitches and proposals and offers and decisions. And it also has, Gemini has a side to it, which is more in the physical realm, which is anything you're trying to do with your brothers or sisters or neighbors or your vehicles or electronics or your short trips or local activities, community endeavors. And Gemini is where flirtation is born, so we don't want to forget that one. So I always like to kind of give you guys a little calendar here, you know, in your mind. You can circle this on whatever calendar you've got for the standout days over this next 15-day period and what they mean, if they're going to be challenging or they're going to flow really well. I think the very best day is Friday the 1st. Mercury is going to form a harmonic with Mars, which means whatever we're talking about or meeting about or thinking about or deciding really puts us into action, which flows pretty well and flows through the Aquarius. So that can be, you know, going towards doing something about those aspirations or original projects or ideas, or involving friends or the internet or groups or gatherings and things like that, social, you know, context to that. So Friday the 1st, circle that day. Saturday the 2nd, we have an adjustment aspect with Saturn. So whatever talks or meetings or sales or agreements, et cetera, we're going to have to work around or make some kind of adaptation with the boss, the parent, the judge, the mentor, that some kind of higher up person, or we're going to have to make some kind of adjustment with our goal or the career momentum in the scenario. Then Tuesday the 5th, we have another adjustment. This one is with Jupiter and Scorpio. So this one is adjusting around something with financial concerns or a sexual attraction or a divorce or a reproductive or hormonal need or a death or a birth or some kind of third-party situation. Then the only one that really looks, you know, it's the wonky one, is Wednesday the 6th, and that's a square to Neptune. Now, that does not have to be wonky for everybody, because Mercury square Neptune is typically pretty good for the musicians, the artists of whatever, you know, form your art takes, because it pushes our minds with that inspirational and imaginative and fantasy realm. So that side of it can be really good. But for anybody who's trying to, you know, negotiate terms or hammer out something, you know, where the mind needs to be clear, there can be some deceptive or boundary issue kind of stuff coming up. You don't, sometimes it can make you just feel foggy and funky. So, you know, I would say if you're trying to schedule important meetings or sign agreements, or, you know, if there's a sale that's super important or a short trip or whatever, I would try to, you know, pick a different day than Wednesday the 6th. But if you are trying to get dreamy and inspired, play music, paint a picture, meditate, you know, I don't know, dream, have some little romance, you know, then that could be a really good day for that. And then the final Mercury day is Friday the 8th, and that's an adjustment again. So it looks like, you know, Mercury going through this, and the adjustment again this time is again to goals, career, or one of those authority type people. So it does look like part of this quick little spin through Gemini, we have three out of the, five count. Just count. There's five. Three of the five are adjustment aspects. So keep it in mind, you know, don't be rigid with people. Don't be rigid with your own self. I mean, you might need to give up and take a little bit. If you have an appointment, somebody needs to push it back, you know, or you say something and they don't get the message, whatever, send it again. Just keep it in mind, you know, especially on those adjustment days, that you might have to work around or work through or bend a little bit. So that's our overview. So, you know, seriously getting into it, Aries, and, you know, the day for everybody is Tuesday. Tuesday is when we're setting this stuff in motion. So Tuesday is the full moon, Aries, bringing something to a head, celebrating, achieving, maybe getting some recognition or wrapping up projects or ending something that you're done with. It all comes together with anything legal you've been dealing with, anything educational, anything media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting oriented, travel plans, what's going on with people at a distance, with weddings or other ceremonies, or with religion or politics. So, you know, if it is something you're trying to have that breakthrough or wrap something up or achieve, you know, then you just want to try to work towards it in these days leading up to it, because you know that the energy is kind of helping you bring it to a close or have that breakthrough. And then with Mercury moving into Gemini on that day, sets up a couple weeks where you guys definitely going to be way more chatty. Our Aries are going to be so much more flirtatious and chatty and probably a lot busier out there locally or on short trips. But definitely a good time for the Aries to dive into, you know, their sales, their writing, their interviews, their agreements, negotiations, or getting busier with brothers and sisters or neighbors or vehicles or electronics. And just note those days I gave you and pick the ones, you know, that are going to make it, you know, the easiest, obviously, show up for those days. and be careful on the 6th with that wonky day. For Taurus, the full moon on the 29th on Tuesday, bringing something to a close for you in the 8th house. So this is the powerhouse for you guys. Again, this looks like a pretty favorable full moon where things can culminate, you know, without a lot of jarring craziness, right? So you're bringing something to a close, wrapping it up, marking an ending, or you are, you know, having that breakthrough, celebrating, achieving. And for you guys, this would be either something in the financial realm, like with a loan, the debt, the inheritance, the bankruptcy, the taxes, the investments, the settlements, the alimony, the child support, the commissions, whatever the financial thing is. Or this could be something that's culminating for you in some big way with your sexual attraction or sex life in general, or with a reproductive scenario, or with a birth or a death or a divorce, or with a third party situation. So if you find yourself in the middle of two other people, you're kind of bringing it to a resolve by Tuesday. So work towards what you want to see climaxing there. And with Mercury heading into Gemini on the same day, this really gets you guys super amped up and busy over the next couple weeks up until June 12th. In talks and meetings and writing and sales and agreements and short trips and local activities and decisions that are about making money or about your product and what you're doing with it, or possessions if you're moving your stuff from here to there or selling it or whatever you're doing, or purchases. You know, you can get out there and be buying and selling and blah, blah, blah. So expect to be much more focused in your mind over those things and heading into more decisions, more talks, meetings, interviews, sales, agreements, et cetera. So there you have that. All right, for Gemini. Oh, okay. So for Gemini, the full moon on the 29th is in your relationship zone. Ooh. So, you know, this is awesome as far as if you've been working on something one-on-one with somebody, you can finally be wrapping that up. If you are done with a certain relationship, you can definitely be done. So you can be ending, you know, the project you've been working on or ending the relationship itself. On the flip side, you can be, you know, really celebrating something big with this key other player. Or you can be having some kind of achievement or recognition or, you know, just high point happy moment with this other person. So relationships for Gemini, I mean, this would be bringing something to a head with a romantic partner or a business partner or with clients or with a specialist or with an agent or an attorney, with a competitor, with an opponent, with an advocate. If you can think of some more people that fit into that scenario, that one-on-one scenario, go for it. But, you know, it is about something reaching that point. And you know, for people that are not focused on any of those people around them who are Geminis, then, you know, we could see this being about something coming to a head, either wrapping up or celebratory when it comes to balance in your life or higher aesthetics and what you're going for there. Or if you're involved in something that has justice at the core, you could be seeing that wrap up or come through in some way on Tuesday, or, you know, before Tuesday, in the build-up to Tuesday. Okay, now, as far as Mercury, it's moving into your sign. So this definitely makes the Geminis more chatty, more flirtatious, more inquisitive. Oh, Lord, right? You know, as a Gemini rising, I can say, oh, yeah, oh, boy, I'm going to be learning and talking, and oh, boy, here we go. But, yeah, so it's definitely a time to highlight your interests, your needs, promote or meet about, you know, your brand, your name, your title, your image, your body. show up physically, get into these talks and meetings, interviews, auditions, sales, agreements, writing, anything you can do that furthers, you know, what it is you're after and gets you into the information communication flow. So there you have it. And pay attention to those days, you know, definitely those days I gave at the top of the show, because it could influence you, you know, on a personal or physical level. So be aware of that. Okay. For Cancer, the full moon on the 29th is in your sixth house of health, work, and animals, which my little animal is going crazy as I'm doing this. I just ran around the coffee table twice trying to get the pillow out of her mouth while I'm talking to you guys. Full moon. This means that, again, something is coming through, celebrated, achieved, or something is ending or wrapping up. So for Cancer, it could be some job you've been working on. This could be, you know, a paid-for job or just work you're doing around the house or in your community, whatever kind of work. So you're wrapping that up or you're having some kind of achievement or breakthrough there. It can be, you know, if you've been in pursuit of a job, you could finally be celebrating landing that, you know, around this full moon. It could be something that is peaking with a coworker or hired help. So they're getting something, you know, happening for them and you're celebrating that with them, or, you know, they're leaving and you're saying goodbye to them, or, you know, so something's peaking with one of these people. It can be paperwork that you're finally getting signed and out the door. It can be, or maybe that's coming through, you've been waiting on it, right? And health, you know, if you've had an illness or been down, I mean, you could see that finally ending. If you've been working to reach a health goal, you could be reaching it, you know, and seeing some kind of breakthrough. Animals, you know, same kind of thing. Whatever you've been working towards, you're kind of wrapping it up or celebrating something there with that by the 29th. And I should also say, you know, that territory is organizing and cleaning too. So if you have some big thing you're trying to get straightened out, you could be aiming towards the 29th as your wrap-up date. And then with Mercury moving into Gemini, for Cancer, the next couple weeks, you know, it gives kind of a private or secret or clandestine vibe to your talks and meetings. You know, they're behind the scenes. You're, you know, maybe you're putting your mind to research and digging through information, or maybe you're having more talks and meetings, you know, with a romantic interest, and you're kind of setting some time aside to get away together on some short trip, or maybe you're really in there writing with that creative project, you know, artistic thing that you're doing. It could be music, film, painting, poetry, whatever, learning, communicating in those areas. It could be focusing on spiritual ideals and practices, your prayer, your meditation, your yoga. It could be about the talks or decisions you're making with institutions, and pretty much it. If there's issues going on here, it can help you hammer out decisions about addictions or bad habits or secrets or deceptions, you know, if those are going the wrong direction for you. So so there you have it. So it's more kind of behind-the-scenes stuff for a couple weeks there to get in and figure something out. For Leo, the full moon on the 29th is in your arena of true love and lovers, children, creative projects, and recreation. So yay, Leo. So you're bringing something to a head there. I mean, you're either wrapping up something you've been involved in with one of these people or situations, or you're ending something, or there's a big celebration and you've reached your goal and you're achieving your what you want to do there. So something is peaking in one or all of those areas for Leo. And then Mercury moving into Gemini on the same day, on Tuesday, this kicks off a couple weeks where you're going to get more talks and meetings, agreements, invitations, sales, decisions, offers, etc., that are focused on friends and groups and gatherings and the internet and astrology and charities and anything with your own personal aspirations or original projects. So you want to open up and communicate about that. All right, my dog. Sorry, I'm not today in the Leos. I'm talking to my dog. It's up here like trying to sit on my lap on top of my notes here. Okay, for Virgo. Virgo, full moon, 29th. This brings things to some kind of culmination for you in the home or about your home. It can be something that's wrapping up or coming through and you're celebrating, you know, with friends and family there at your house, or maybe you're paying off the mortgage or you're moving or there's something big happening with a renovation. Maybe there's something with a parent or the family in general as things are culminating here, or something with roommates. It could also be history or ancestry, those themes and something you've been working on, you know, and you're finally wrapping that up and celebrating there. So big things coming through or wrapping up by the 29th in those areas for Virgo. And then Mercury's moving into your midheaven. So over the weeks ahead through the 12th of June, so it goes really quickly, but you want to take advantage of this. This opens up the talks and meetings, the agreements and sales, the writing and interviews and auditions that are focused on your career or focused on any big personal life goals, focused on authority figures, bosses, parents, judges, mentors, directors, producers, teachers, whoever you think of as higher up, right? And so it's a really good time to get in there and talk with people and solidify some things, right? And propose the idea and pitch the theme and, yeah, make choices. So plan on that and plan on getting busy. For Libra, full moon on the 29th is bringing something to a head in your communication information zone first. So this could be, you know, wrapping up the writing project or the interview or the offer or agreement or sale, or, you know, wrapping things up with your vehicles, electronics, your siblings, your neighbors, your short trips, your local activities. You know, so you're really thinking communication, talk meeting, agreement, sale, writing, interview, audition, offers, decisions, and then those local and community themes that are going on here. And can also just be breakthroughs and achievements as well. So something really kind of hitting its stride in one of those areas. And then at Mercury moving into Gemini is going to really get you starting again into talks and meetings, agreements and sales, writing and interviews, offers and decisions, short trips and local activities that are now going to be focused over the next couple weeks on your ninth house. This is great for following through on anything media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting oriented, anything with travel plans or people at a distance, anything educational that can be you learning or teaching, anything legal, anything political, anything religious, or anything ceremonial. So, you know, chat it up, share ideas, make decisions. And note, again, with all signs, you know, the five kind of standout days and which way things are kind of tilted with all of this, you know, in the 2 weeks ahead that I went over at the beginning of the show. For Scorpio, full moon on the 29th, this brings culminating moments for you guys in your second house. So you guys can be wrapping things up, marking endings, celebrating, achieving, and it's all about either your personal income and what's happening there, or a purchase or a bunch of purchases, your purchasing power, what's going on with your possessions or what's going on with your products, or it can be focused, you know, in your mind, I guess, or your heart when it comes to being valued and what you value or shared values, and something culminating there. And then Mercury's moving into the bigger financial realm starting on the 29th. So over the next couple weeks, you can get into the talks and meetings and sales and agreements and decisions and writing and short trips and local activities that have to do with loans or debt or inheritance or bankruptcy or taxes or investments or settlements or alimony or child support or commissions or partners' money. So any of those big financial realms, this is going to help you, you know, patch it out. And then the same area can be about getting into talks and meetings that are about your sexual attractions and interests. It can be about reproductive scenarios. So if you need to go see a doctor and talk to them about something going on reproductively or hormonally, it would be a good time. It can be about talking or making decisions or signing agreements about divorce, or dealing with somebody's passing, you know, the paperwork and stuff like that going on with that. We're just getting the news of that or hearing the news of somebody's birth, or anything where you're, again, dealing with two parties and yourself in the middle there in some kind of triangular scenario in your life and starting to figure out what you're doing there. So there you have it for Sagittarius. This is a full moon in your sign, and it's a positive full moon. So this should be on Tuesday the 29th, the days leading up to it, bringing something to a climax for you personally or physically or about your brand, your name, your body, your image, your title, your ego, something that you want, something that you're involved in, something that matters to you, right? And so, you know, you're wrapping it up or you're ending something going on there, or you are celebrating or you're being recognized and honored in some way, or you're achieving something. So the 29th brings this to a head or sometime in the days leading up to that for you guys. And then Mercury is moving into your relationship zone on Tuesday. So it's going to zip through there over the next couple weeks up through June 12th. Really great time to meet or talk with new potential relationships, or to start to get into the talks or meetings or sales or agreements or writing or interviews or offers or decisions or proposals or ideas with romantic partners, business partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, or even new ways of thinking and communicating with the competition. So, you know, check those highlighted days at the front of the show to give you an idea which days are going to ask, you know, different things from you in this. But you have some real momentum here with these people in the next couple weeks. For Capricorn, the full moon's in your 12th house. If something is finally culminating when it comes to a hospital or other institution, or when it comes to your research and development or an investigation, or if you've been dealing with an addiction or bad habit or a secret or deception, it can be coming to a head. This could be something in your romantic life, a romantic getaway, you know, that you're celebrating, or a clandestine union that's coming to an end, or it could be some kind of karmic turning point with, you know, amping up to some kind of high point at this time of your life. It could also be something that is climaxing in an artistic realm with film and music and painting and poetry or dance or sculpture, any of those areas, or something in your spiritual life. And so, you know, you just kind of work towards what you want to see come through, breakthrough, achieved, or ending by Tuesday the 29th in those areas. And then with Mercury moving into Gemini for Capricorn, this is going to really open up the flow of communication and information for you guys over the next couple weeks up through June 12th and help you guys get into those talks and meetings, agreements and sales, writing and interviews, offers and decisions that are about your work or involve coworkers or are with hired help or with organizing or cleaning or focus on paperwork, or on the flip side are about your health and getting some momentum, some answers, some decisions, some short trips and meetings and moving things along with health interests or with your animals. And so we're going to see it go, you know, pretty quickly, a couple weeks here, but a lot that can happen. Note those dates at the top of the show where I talk about, you know, the specific days that will stand out with that. All right, for Aquarius. Aquarius, this full moon on the 29th, this is in your area of social and aspirational interests. So you guys are either ending something, wrapping up projects, celebrating, achieving, having breakthroughs, some kind of high point climax here with a friend, with the group you're involved with the internet, with astrology, with charities, with a gathering, party, event, something like that, with social networking interests you're involved in. Or this could be something big with that personal aspiration or that original project or your freedom, you know, so or a cause. I should cause in there. There's a lot of causes that people are passionate about right now. So, again, reaching something here or wrapping something up. And then with Mercury moving into Gemini for Aquarius, this is going to be actually giving you guys a couple weeks where you can meet and talk and take short trips and make sales and sign agreements and propose and field offers and make choices that have to do with true love or lovers, that have to do with children or that have to do with your creative projects or have to do with recreational interests. So definitely show up, talk it up, pitch the idea, write, propose, take the short trips, get out there locally. It looks like your fun, your joy, your interest in those areas will spark in those ways. And for Pisces, that full moon on Tuesday the 29th, that is bringing something to a head for you guys, either involving your career, or it can be about some big personal goal you've been striving towards. It could be about your reputation, your status, or your fame or notoriety, or it could be about something that is culminating with an authority figure, a boss, a parent, a judge, a mentor, a teacher, a director, a producer, somebody like that. So again, you know, Pisces, you're working towards either wrapping it up or ending something there or celebrating or achieving or getting some kind of recognition in one of those areas, peaking by the 29th. And then Mercury moving into Gemini. For Pisces, this gives you a couple really great weeks where you can get in there and get into those talks and meetings or sales and agreements or writing or interviews or offers or decisions that are in the home or focused on the home, are about real estate deals or moves or renovations, or are about family or parents or roommates, or about history or antiques or ancestry. So you have a lot there. You could even go into the realm of emotional needs or security needs as well. So, I mean, really open up the flow of information and communication there. Strong weeks up through June 12th. Note the dates at the top of the show as far as key days that stand out during that time and which way they might lean. And there you have it. It's a short show because, you know, it's going to be pretty straightforward and concise and only a couple major standout areas for everybody. Pay attention to that Jupiter-Neptune alignment. We're still playing through that. We should all be at some kind of turning point. If it hasn't happened in this week behind us, we still have half the week ahead of us where we could be noting that, you know, certain things are really starting to shift gears in our life in a positive way. And so that's it, guys. It's Zoe Moon. You guys can find me for the time being over at Facebook on a daily basis at some point if you want to leave me a note. Facebook.com/Zoe Moon Astrology. I'll be back next week, God willing. Make it a good week. I'll talk to you then. Bye.